Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, a quick shout out to our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag, Parker and Chris. Great people, crop protection, lawn fertilizer, and more. They've been around for 25 years in business in Holdridge. Check them out today.
I mean, it's next to impossible, right?
What's
just
that?
To be in business for 25 years
and
suck.
Very difficult.
Oh, I mean,
how would you
do it? Yeah, we're still in business. How's it going? Oh, we lose money every year, and we've got four customers, and it's not going very good. No. You know what they're doing? They're in multiple states, too. Yeah, they're crossing state lines. They're into Kansas heavily.
Is that right?
Yes, they're into Kansas, yes. Doing a tremendous job. So I get a text from Parker yesterday, setting up for our conference call on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
For a conference call. So we had a great conversation. But he's the original. He just went, the text I got 2 months ago, he goes, I'm just telling you, every single time you do, he goes, I crack up laughing. So yesterday,
so do I.
So yesterday's show for him was incredible.
He said
it was a lot of laughter. He goes, you just please go to the Big Ten media days.
And say nothing besides
sit next to me.
Sit next to him right there, and I'll just be a scribe.
Yeah.
Like that.
So who like if I was asking Ryan Day.
Do it. Go again, yeah.
Hey, Ryan Day, Steve Sippel from Husker Online and the On3 Network.
And then don't say a word. Just sit there straight face.
You're running game.
It's going to be amazing.
Chip Kelly likes to run it. I mean, you're going to ramp it up there.
They'd be like, who's that guy right over there?
What was that?
It's Bush.
Who is that? There's a chance by the end of it that we got everybody in the whole building doing,
yeah. That'd be great. Steve Sippel On3.
Needs to happen. Gonna happen.
It does.
You can call First Rate Ag at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com.
First Rate.
It is
not
time.
Second Rate.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on
Wednesday. What are we waiting for?
Wednesday. We're not waiting. We're doing it right now. Okay. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation today to plan your financial future. Wednesdays are what? Them's Fighting Word Wednesdays?
Them's Fighting Words. This will be the last Wednesday of Them's Fighting
what?
Words.
What?
Last Wednesday, we're going to delve into some different things next Wednesday.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's a tease.
Announcement.
That's a tease.
Yeah, it's a tease. We're going to have to get in a little bit more with sport.
Okay.
A little bit more with sport that we'll talk about at that
sport.
Time. Sport. Sport. It's a sporting show. It's what sporting. We do right here at that.
But there's the flip. Missed the flip.
I did miss it.
Thank goodness they got rid of the baby nurseries in the hospitals. Them's fighting words. Back in the day, when you went to the hospital to visit somebody to see the baby, where was the baby at? In the nursery. In a window just like this. You'd walk up.
No.
And you would try, and you would look, and you try to pick. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can find Scotland here. I'm going to see. Oh, look at that. looks just like Jake. I see him right there. See her right there. No, you go through the whole thing. Nope, not anymore.
Can't do it.
How was it? How hard was it for me to get inside to see you, Jake?
Tough.
It was hard. Remember the knocking? Remember the knocking? Yeah, it was confusion. Well,
that's why I didn't do it.
It was very hard to get in. That was the whole reason for us right there. No nurseries anymore. There's a chance they maybe take the wrong baby home. I get it, but figure it out. That'll happen.
So what?
That's part of the risk. When you go,
incredible.
It's not yours.
You got to bring that one back.
You have the wrong one. I got the wrong baby. I don't know how
Menards.
It can happen. Yeah. It can happen. But the nursery was the best. You get the baby being the nursery, there'd be a nurse in there.
How'd you think of this?
That's like that because it's
goes through your mind.
Because things bother me.
What? Read the headline again, please.
Thank goodness they got rid of baby nurseries in the hospitals.
Nobody says that.
The best thing they ever did. Why has the hospital been so successful? Well, we took the baby nurseries out, so we don't do that now. We just shove them into a room, then you can try to find them the best you can.
Knock on a couple doors. Good luck at it.
Compare like that. Well, look at that baby right there. That's a good looking baby. They'd be all wrapped up in their little in their blankets and stuff right there. You'd check them out. And the fun part was to try to pick them out. Let's see. There's four babies here. Let's see if we can figure this out. Old school hospital.
This would elicit you maybe raising your dukes to fight.
Yes, this would make me want to fight. Raising your dukes to fight. I'd swing at you. I'd throat punch you. I'd take a swing at you. Why'd you? What happened? That Bush is in trouble. Felony. What happened? You got in a fight at the hospital. They couldn't find the nursery. He says there wasn't one.
It pissed him off. He was really pissed.
He's really mad.
Those are fighting words.
They went all the way back to when I went to see Jake.
Scotland,
and see him at the hospital. And they're like, what? You know,
we thought he was a nurse. We knocked on the door.
Yeah, well, it's just very awkward. The whole thing is, it wasn't when there was a nursery. You know what it was? Better times.
Yes.
Better times.
That's what the essence of this is.
Small town hospitals always had them. Always great.
Think about it. If you're in a bad mood, you go to the nursery.
Go to the nursery.
All the young babies go by. In there.
I've never thought of it that way.
What a happy life in there. They're happy to be alive.
There's an incredible Far Side where they're the nurse in there. She's sweeping out an alligator out of the nursery. He goes, hey, get out of here. Count them up again. We might be one short.
Jeez. that's blue. It's a little dark.
A little dark.
That's interesting, though. I like dark.
Getting the Far Side, getting the alligator out of the nursery.
Count them up again.
What do you got, Jake? Anything from the...
From the text line, Downtown Scott says, whoa, I had twins 4 years ago. They still had the nursery then, but security now.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Okay, security.
So this was still around 4 years ago. It's not around now. There's no nursery where I was at.
Okay.
I haven't seen one. The 4 year throws me, but I've not seen one forever.
Okay.
I really haven't.
Sanderson.
Is this a COVID
thing?
It's
a big window. Window was just like this window right here. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
That's what it'd be like.
Sanderson says that going to visit someone in the hospital was made better by walking to the nursery and seeing the new babies.
That's what you did. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, Stan's been in an accident. He's in 4B. Hang on, let me swing by the nursery real quick.
Make myself feel better.
And then you could also bring the patients by. But they're having a tough time down there. Wheel them down to the nursery. Everything will change.
Does any hospital have a nursery?
Not like one that you can just go in and see the kids.
Right.
Like they might help you out and take for a little bit, but you can't like go see all the babies in there.
Okay, you're the authority.
It's hidden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Private screen now.
Private screening.
Can't see.
They're not even there.
You can't see in there.
Okay. Yeah, it was great.
I wonder what happened. Yeah. Anyway, those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words. bring back the nursery.
How do you not fight somebody over that?
I'm starting to get worked up a little bit.
Get concerned over here.
Yeah.
All right, ready for the game show today?
I don't know. What do you think?
We had a loss for the first time in many games
yesterday. Streaks at zero.
Yep, streaks at zero. 1-1 in the week.
Okay.
Today is a wild card Wednesday. And what tennis event's going on right now? What's the tennis event
Wimbledon.
In the world? Wimbledon. Well, it's a wild card Wednesday. How about famous tennis player nationalities? Where are the famous ones of all time? Where are they from?
I think we'll be good at this.
I'll give you a hint.
I don't know.
No answers here are USA. Don't say USA.
I think we'll be good at this.
Where are they?
Bill, you're going to surprise yourself.
Some of the greats of all time.
You're going to be surprising yourself.
I think you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Right. I think we'll be good at this.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia today. Again, tennis, famous tennis player nationalities with Wimbledon going on right now.
It's in the 80s and the 70s, and we'll be fine. Okay?
Well, it might be in the 70s.
We'll be
and
fine. Bill, you'll be surprised. Get ready.
Roscoe Tanner.
Roscoe Tanner. U.S.
Yes, hung out with him one day.
No, you didn't.
In Tennessee.
Really?
In Tennessee. Yes.
Big serve.
Yes.
Monster serve.
Yeah. Roscoe Tanner.
Okay. Roscoe Tanner, Jake, had a serve like yours.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Roscoe Tanner. We got Mike in the line. Mike, how do you feel about famous tennis player nationalities today?
Not particularly good.
All right.
Thank you.
And what's the name again?
This is Mike.
Mike. All right, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mike, first question goes to you. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Mike, what country is Roger Federer from?
Germany.
Pretty confident answer,
we're eligible to pass.
I think I know, but I'm not good enough to guess it. No,
Thank you for your strength, Bill. Pass.
What would it have been, Bill? Your guess.
I just made that up earlier.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know.
The answer was Switzerland.
Ooh.
Switzerland for Roger Federer.
That's a big no on me. I wouldn't have got it.
Sip, first question, 0-0 tie. What country is Martina Navratilova from?
She's Czechoslovakian.
Brilliant.
That is correct. Martina Navratilova from the Czech Republic. 1-0 lead.
How did she dominate Wimbledon?
Man.
Whoa.
She was good.
Wicked. Whoa. Wicked forehand.
Whoa. I need a layup.
Last question, down 1-0. Mike, what country is Steffi Graf from?
Got it. You got some pressure because I know this one.
That's Germany.
There we go. That is Germany.
All right, you responded. Good job,
good
Mike.
Good response there from Mike.
Really good response.
For the win, and Bill is in play here. Sip, last question, 1-1 tie. What country is Novak Djokovic from?
Oh, boy, Bill. I mean, there's a country that immediately sprung to mind.
Take it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you know it?
Go ahead and take it.
Can we consult? Are we able to do
that? Well, you can, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. You either take him or you don't. So, yeah, I can consult.
It's writing in very large. I don't think that's right.
What do you think?
I hope you guys are watching this on the video stream. 5 seconds here.
Check.
Five.
Same as Martina? Novak Djokovic.
4-3.
Wait a second. Where's the Joker from?
2.
Guess it.
He's from the same as the Joker, Serbia.
Brilliant. That's insane. Are you kidding me?
That's insane.
Are you kidding me?
That's the greatest game show ever played.
That
Serbia.
Was gonna be my guess too.
Serbia,
you're my hero.
Correct. Nailed it.
Oh,
I mean, it just I dug deep. I mean, it's an example of digging deep. Because my original thought was Poland.
I thought for sure we were
going to win.
I thought we were going to delve into Boris Becker.
And you're back on, you know, that's a one-game win streak. 2-1 in the world.
Happy Ben, how about that?
That's 9 wins out of 10. 9 out of 10 wins.
Nine out of ten.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're locked in. Serbia.
Thanks to Mike for calling in. Tiebreaker, Bill, for you. Novak Djokovic has the most Grand Slam tournament titles in men's tennis history. How many titles does he have?
I think he can get on this, Bill.
23.
Ooh, lower.
24.
Oh!
He's one off.
God, I thought it would be more like 14.
Nadal has 22. Federer has 20. Djokovic, 24.
Who
missed it by one?
Dang it.
Dang,
thought I had.
That's a great guess. Like, where's McEnroe and?
Well, they're like in the they're like under 10.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'd be like in the 6 or 7.
They got eclipsed by that much. That was a good game show, Jake.
Yeah. Oh, you guys did a great job.
That was good. I can't believe you got Serbia.
He dug deep.
Well, I knew. What did you
write down before?
Poland. But then it occurred to me
Czechoslovakia.
I think he's friends with the Joker.
Really?
That's where it came from. Yeah, and the names are similar, obviously.
Well, nice work. Congratulations. Yeah. Speaking of tennis, when we come back for the spillover, a special tennis guest in studio.
This is amazing.
Talking about the tournament coming to Lincoln in August.
There's a pro tournament.
Guthrie here with us next, an early break in the ticket on the spillover.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.